Very good evening, dear listener, and welcome to another edition of Focus on Refugees on 89.5 Speak FM, Gulu, Northern Uganda, with me, your host, Michael Ojo. As a result of tension between South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and his vice, Dr. Riek Machar, in December 2010, the world's youngest country has been ravaged by violent clashes between parties loyal to President Kiir and his vice Machar, forcing over 1.3 million South Sudanese to take refuge in neighboring countries like Uganda, the Democratic Republic of Congo, among others. In Uganda, the refugees are majorly settling in the districts of Arua, Yumbe, Moyo, Adjumani, Koboko, Lamuo, and Kiryandongo. Uganda has been applauded by the international community for being the best place for refugees to live in the whole world. The Ugandan government is, however, not working alone, but also with other implementing partners in line with the refugees. But what really makes Uganda so unique and appreciated in handling refugees? Now, recently, officials from different organizations across the world gathered and met in Kampala to lobby for funds to support activities in the various refugee camps in the country. Today, we focus on a policy on refugees and host communities by Adjumani district in West Nile region, Uganda, and on how the locals are interrelating and coexisting with South Sudanese in the various camps. Online is Mr. James Leku, the chairperson, LC5, Adjumani district.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I am Leku James, the district chairperson of Adjumani.
Sir, can you tell us a brief on what this policy is all about and how it works?
It's contained in the policy document designed by OPM together with them.
Okay.
But it is not a constant. Others are 7-30.
Mm.
That is the minimum, but there are some programs which are implemented.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how is that really benefiting the community?
No, you should realize that government does not have a lot of money.
Mm.
And because of the resource constraints, they may not be able to achieve much.
Mm.
So where there are 10 boreholes, like you said, 3 when drilled in the host community, it also makes them happy.
Mm.
So in a way, they complement government efforts.
So how has that community adapted so fast in coexisting with the refugees?
We have a belief that these people have come to us because they wanted to come and be refugees, but they have been forced out of their motherland, and out of humanity, we are saying we can coexist with them, let them live, and we should be able to share the little resources we have.
Mm.
It is, yes, it is also a humane act by the host communities.
Mm.
And you should realize that we have a long history with the Sudanese,
mm.
Especially as people were in northern Uganda. During those bad days, people had to cross over to Sudan.
Sure.
So you don't know what will happen tomorrow.
Mm.
We are peaceful, yes, but you don't know the future. So you must coexist with your neighbors. Yes. And most of these tribes actually cut across. So even when they were not refugees, they used to come and be with us in Uganda. That's why I think that is the main factor. And two, the approach of giving 70-30 helps, because now if a refugee does not have seats, then the host community members also don't have seats. But because the refugees have a lot more needs than the host community, the 70 is given to them,
mm.
but the 30 given to the host community. They look at hosting the refugees as being beneficial.
Mm.
It's one method of building peace between these people. And remember, the landlord gave this land free of charge. They are not paid for anything. So if the community benefits, I think that breeds the coexistence.
And so, Kwasi.
Yes, we.
Okay. So then, does the district policy play out with the real life in the community?
My name is Dennis Ayoku. I live in Palorinya camp. You see, the South Sudanese have been coming here even before the war in their home country broke out, and we used to stay and live together. Secondly, we were also being displaced by the Lord's Resistance Army rebels. Some of us also fled to South Sudan, where we were kept very well. So I think the reason why most of the people here are staying well with the refugees is because of the fact that they also kept us so well when we were in our bad days.
My name is Kemis Napoleon. We are staying and coexisting with refugees very well because, like for me, I understand the fact that it is not their fault and wish of being refugees. Because it is not by choice, so I have to stay with them like brother and sisters.
Are there things that other districts could learn from Adjumani district? Stay tuned to this program, same time, same radio station. Until we meet again, I am Michael Ojok.